Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, episode 12.
Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Grey People Podcast. However you might be listening to us, we really appreciate it. Yeah. Today, our subject, we want to talk about depression. We want to go ahead and navigate that as a whole and talk about it. Because we've all been reading a lot of things about it. We might know somebody that has gone through it. And we just kind of just want to openly talk about, you know, our thoughts on it overall. So what do you guys overall, I guess, think about depression? Like, in society or people or whatever it might be. What are you guys' thoughts on it?
Well, I guess before we go on, just want to say, you know, of course, this is just our opinions. We don't mean to, if we say something insensitive or something along those lines, you know.
It definitely will be me.
Exactly. We're not trying to take jabs at anybody or anything like that, but just.
And no, we're not specialists on the.
Yeah, I know, sure. Obviously, this is just our, you know, opinions as people.
This is just getting into the gray areas.
Yeah, some stuff that we've been, I've been reading about, I'm sure you guys have been reading about too, or
so personal experiences. So it sounds like you have something right there.
Yeah, so what do you guys have something you guys want to start on, or should I talk about some of the stuff I've been reading on?
Does anybody have the definition?
Hold up. Yeah, pull that up.
And there is obviously like tons of different types of depression, but the main definition that comes up is for clinical depression. And it says that it's a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood or loss of interest in activities causing significant impairment in daily life.
Cool. So, impairment to daily life, loss of interest, right? Kind of along those lines. So,
I feel like we can all relate to mood changes as far as like losing interest in certain things, but I guess where does it cross over from just being sad?
To depressed.
Like, deeply sad to just being
depressed. And honestly,
depressed.
I just don't know. Like, for me personally, I don't know because, you know, we all have good days, we all have bad days. I don't feel that I've ever been depressed. My case, I have seen it with people, and I do take it into account and believe it's a real thing. Because other people might say, no, that's just something in your mind. I do believe that's something. Okay. I've had some bad days. I do believe, just on my end, that a lot of times depression might come from for some reason you have this notion of yourself in a negative way. So you just maybe some failure, you set out some goal, you didn't reach it. You didn't live up to your parents' expectations, society, and all of a sudden now you're feeling, you know, you're not good enough, and maybe depression kicks in that way.
Maybe you get stuck on that state of, and like, then, I suck.
Because a lot of times when we commit, you know, a mistake, an error of some sort, then it's just human nature to be like, man, you know, I've wasted time, or I didn't do this wrong. Or maybe at some point in your life where you're like, by now I should have been so much further, and maybe depression kicks in. So that's how I kind of see it. But we can go from there and we can talk a little bit about more things.
You know, something, I guess, that kind of goes along the lines of what I was reading on. Because I was reading an article that talked about how in the 1970s, there was kind of like when it was discovered and put into like the medical books. And I don't want to misquote it, so I'm going to read it. It used to be called, or I don't know if it's still called that, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. And essentially, it consisted of a series of questions that if you answered, I believe it was 5 out of 9, if you showed out like those symptoms, I guess, they would diagnose you as depressed and start giving you medication. And, you know, of course, there were questions related to like loss of interest and kind of like the general understanding that we have.
So I guess kind of like some sort of grid, a guide, like you're saying, they'd ask you questions, and then depending if you answered whatever number of them, then they're like, okay, you might be clinically depressed.
They would just prescribe something like that. Medication straight off the bat.
Yeah, and I guess that's where some of the doctors took it back, because I guess one thing they started to realize is if they stuck to those questions, they would have had to diagnose everybody that was grieving as depressed.
And how does that work when... I mean, this is obviously, like, out in the internet. Like, someone can literally just read this and be like, well, I'm going to say yes to this, yes to that, and then just get away with being, you know.
Once again, I think it's obviously, like, something really personal, but because we don't know, yeah, like, you're right. how can somebody just be, anybody might just be like, man, I guess I'm
depressed. And one thing that I kind of think about, and maybe just my perception of growing up in Dominican Republic, where most people seem to be happy, or maybe we're a little behind in catching on to some of those illnesses that are mental, maybe we just kind of, you know, ignore them or whatever, but I kind of feel like the word depression, or seeing so many people depressed and on pills and whatever the case is, I didn't see a lot of it until I came to the States.
So it's more American?
Well, and I think one thing, maybe,
your opinion.
In my opinion, yeah. And one thing that I think contributes to that is, you know, you go to the doctor, they ask you a few questions, you answer a few of those, it's like, oh, you're depressed, start taking these pills. And it's just, you know, maybe you were, maybe you weren't, and these pills, of course, mess with your psyche. And correct. Then... now
then you feel like, yeah,
that, like you need them?
Correct. And then at that point, you probably need them to function, which makes me think, and obviously, since we like talking about a bunch of things and we like getting to that gray area, it just brings me this thought that you have groups of people that are also like, depression doesn't exist. It's something that's created, you know, maybe by the government, by the big business. They're just trying to get us.
Company.
They're trying to get us on that, which is also an interesting point on it. Yeah. You know, obviously, like anything here is like, you're not feeling right, you must be depressed. We go to those... yeah. You know, those infomercials, those commercials that you see on TV, they're like, if you're not feeling happy, blah, 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 lack
of...
talk to your doctor, take this medicine, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah. So have you guys ever experienced any sort of depression that you think was, I guess,
depression? Feel like, kind of like to Sebastian's point, I've been bummed out, and maybe for a while,
but
you know
what
I mean?
Do you think you, like, I don't know, what's the word, like, not minimize it, but make it seem like... less than an issue because you don't want to get to that point where you're like, damn, like, I'm depressed.
Well, and this is kind of how I take it, right? Whenever I've been bummed out, and I think a lot of it has to do, like Sebastian was saying, maybe something professionally I didn't reach, or maybe I didn't get the grade I wanted, or the girl I wanted.
That's disappointment.
Yeah, but then, you know, I feel like you would have asked me, let's say, for example, back when I was 18, 17, and, you know, you think you know what love is, right? And you're going out with this girl, and then she gives you the whole, I need more space, I need some time. And maybe for the next 3-4 weeks, you're like, yo, like, I really miss her. And I'm on this, you know, you're in this rut. I think if you go to a doctor on that point and they ask you some questions, you're going to come up depressed on that test.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just kind of like my take. So I feel like for me, I've always kind of personalized it and be like, you know what? This is going to pass. It's just, you know, of course, I'm bummed out right now. Yeah, sure, maybe I miss her, or whatever the case is. But then I'm like, yo, let's go out, let's have some fun, let's, you know, do some of those things that make me feel good. And then I feel like I'm out of it. So I don't know about if I've ever been depressed, but...
how about you, Sebastian?
And I was just looking at something here that I had. Me personally, like I said, I've never felt to that extent, but you strike a really good question. It makes me think, what's the fine line between extremely sad, like you said, to jumping into depression... mm-hmm. Obviously, I've been bummed out, made decisions that weren't the right ones. Then you live with the outcome, and I'm sad, but I try to remain as positive as I can to just believe that I'm not the mistake, that I could keep going forward and do something else. But now I'm thinking, like, okay, because now we're talking about some sort of, maybe you're bummed out, you didn't reach this goal, but I've talked to people, too, that... you just talk to them and they're like, I don't know why I'm feeling like this, but I'm depressed, which is just something that gets over their body. So maybe is this some, you know, like a chemical imbalance in your body or of some sort?
I think
sort?
It is, right? Like,
or,
I mean,
yeah, I mean,
partially is that, partially is also, like, from what I read, is like the environment, obviously,
correct.
That you're at.
Because I saw things that influence it, which is interesting. Like, for me personally, and we spoke about this the other day, where it's like, I'm in the mood because of the weather.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't get bummed out when it's raining. I love when it's raining for some reason. And it doesn't mean I hate the sun. I like them both.
I just feel like my productivity goes down because I'm
but
like,
a lot
I don't
of people
nothing.
That I speak to, they, oh, it's raining today. I'm not feeling to do much. Ah, rain puts me sad. Or, you know, rain just makes me not want to go outside and do nothing today. And I understand that. So I was reading things like, you know, that change your mood and can cause depression to people, influence it. So you got your, you know, your rain, obviously the people around you, the people.
I read that even paint, like, I mean,
people's
our
attitude.
House is painted blue, but I heard that it's like a big no-no to paint your walls blue because...
oh, that explains why I'm always sad in this bitch.
Tracking
jokes.
Like,
oh,
maybe
okay.
We change our
so
walls.
First thing we're doing, we're out of that color. But oh, because I guess that's what they call it. You got the blues.
Yeah,
you know, you got the blues. You're a little sad.
Macaroni
so.
Cheese.
So, I always got the off-brand, so I don't know.
Dang.
Kroger macaroni and cheese.
No, that shit was depressing.
Now, talking about that, so I guess...
Oh, Randy, but hold up. Before you go into that, this last point, because I want you both to dig into this. But I read one of the leading causes. This is interesting. In today's society... yes, marriage gets really depressed. No. They were saying ages from 14 to 24, it's the most dominant one. So 14 to 24, social media is what attacks and can like get a depression out of people. It can get anybody's ages, but it's very heavy.
That's true.
And they had the number one that gets people depressed is Instagram and then Snapchat, where people are basically just
comparing
their lives to other people. The least one is YouTube. Is because it's a,
I guess you go look for what you want to see.
Exactly. You go learn and you go do other things.
You might even find self-help.
Now, obviously, we're not saying get off IG because we need you to follow us. Yeah. Great people. But I was saying that was a pretty interesting that I read that people were saying, I find myself getting on these sites or social media and I'm just comparing my life to somebody else. And then when they grabbed like 1,400 people. I read this article and they asked them, why do you have social media? And it was one like, they had gave them like three options. One option was to connect with old friends that I no longer see in person,
mm-hmm.
to connect with family members, or to create a business or grow like my platform or my job.
It, yeah.
And a lot of people's were like, none of those.
Yeah.
I just have it
people.
Because I have it.
Yeah.
Correct. So they weren't trying to connect with friends from the past or family members that don't live nearby or create no sort of brand. I'm not saying you have to,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people just find themselves, I have social media just because I have social
Everybody
media.
Everybody else has it.
So then you go on there and then instead of like appreciating what you do have, you're just looking at it and you're like,
comparing.
What don't I have?
I think it's and I hate to always take it back to this, but I feel like more and more I see this like,
I thought he was going to take it back to the Dominican Republic, because that's where we always go on this show. We go back in time.
This is what I do.
One day, I hope we can film this show in DR.
I know.
So we could be here in paradise and film the show in paradise.
No, what I mean is, like, I guess the difference in the new kids, I guess, or the new age,
generation.
The new generation and our generation, because here's the thing. I feel like our generation, we kind of already know that people only put online what they want to put online, the good moments, the fun times.
I know that, and I still start comparing.
The
volume
moments.
It's human nature.
But the new age, I feel like they look at it and they're like, yo, like, I'm lacking at something.
That's pretty interesting.
And I don't think they maybe, because they've grown up with it all their lives, and maybe,
and
I
was
know.
Saying, and obviously that's how you feel, and I see it like that too. The interesting thing in this article is saying, Fortune 24 is the most dominant one, but it didn't say that people, it had a lot of people too in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, same thing, that they're like, now you look at somebody you haven't seen maybe in 20 years, 30 years, and you're like, wow, look
Man.
At all the stuff you did with your life.
I'm still here.
Exactly.
I guess you can see that.
So I'm just saying.
Haciendo un podcast.
There's a lot of things that probably play to it.
No, but I think it's interesting to really kind of think about it. And I think, as long as you understand that what's online, for most people, it's not their day-to-day, unless you're a Will Smith, that, for him, it's normal to probably be hanging out with Mark Anthony and dancing salsa. Like, that's, like, no biggie.
Which, by the way, that was a pretty cool video. That's a pretty cool video.
No, but, I think if you get depressed by, somebody posting something, maybe you're not, like you said, evaluating what you actually do have. So, I don't know.
I want to be sensitive to that, though, and say that I do believe that that can happen to people.
Yeah.
That they can see something else and say, man, damn, like, my stuff is not where it needs to be.
Because at that moment, you're not thinking about the future. You're like, at this very moment
correct.
Right now, my life isn't where I want it to be. Not thinking that maybe a year later is like,
it could be.
Boom, like.
Yeah, and I think people all could have done it, right? You look at, like, some of these kids, Farruko, or some whatever, maybe our age or younger, with multi-million dollar deals or whatever you call it, so.
Hmm.
I always look at it.
Randy's like, I could be Black Panther.
I used to rap when I was younger, and I could have been a rapper today.
It's funny
because
I always think about like stuff like that when I see.
It's not
like,
over yet, Randy.
It's not over.
That's true.
Never started.
Wakanda forever. I always see it like when I see, let's say, musicians or celebrities that are my age or somebody famous, and I'm like, damn, like, how did they do all this? And here I am, like. Like, not in a depressing fashion, I guess, for me, but just here I am, just kind of questioning. But then again, my positive side of things thinks I'm like, oh, they probably worked really hard. I haven't done shit compared to them to try to even get there. The only guy that sometimes so I want to say
looks at his past record, like, there it is.
I haven't done shit, so I can't be bad. The only dude that gets to me right now, and it's not even a stab at it, but is this guy Tekashi. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm thinking, like, how much you do? No, but I respect the dude. He probably has done a lot.
He's doing his thing, yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, it's an overnight sensation. But no, like, I actually saw some interviews with the guys, like, you know, I've been trying at this for years, and it finally blew up, so.
Yeah. I haven't heard any of his music.
Doing his stuff.
No.
But you know Blood. Isn't that what he says all the time?
Like, shut up, man. I'm gonna ask this question, and this is just kind of along the lines of what I was reading when it comes to depression. I don't know if it's, I couldn't find enough actual data to really say whether it was a case or not. If you're a doctor out there, let me know for sure. Maybe put it down in the comments. But placebos.
Placebo effect?
Yeah, we've all kind of heard of it, right? They give you a pill that's sometimes sugar, sometimes it actually has vitamins, sometimes it has a dose of what the pill is supposed to be, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So my question was, you know, they interviewed about 236 doctors out of Chicago, is what it was saying in this article that I read, and they close to 50% of them said they have prescribed placebos for a number of things.
50%?
About. So it didn't say the actual number, but they say, you know, about half of them.
So you're trying to say it's a, I mean, aside from it logically being a mental thing, it's also a mental thing as far as, well, like, recuperating
and,
from it?
And it brings that question to the spotlight for me, which is, you know, if you're feeling depressed and they give you this thing that's supposed to make you feel better and then you feel better, that's a win-win regardless. However you look at it, yo, if that doctor gave you a sugar pill, power to him. He made you feel better with the sugar pill.
True.
But then I couldn't really find if they actually did it for depression cases. That's, I guess, what I couldn't find, if they only do it for, like, pain or, like, other type of physical pain.
I don't know. That sounds kind of tricky because, I mean, if you were to do that, and obviously the medication is not what it's supposed to be, and it leads to the person
committing suicide.
Exactly, like doing something even more drastic, like you said, suicide. It's just like, okay, where does that fall? And, like,
but then I don't think the doctor will be like, yo, that's on me, sue me, I gave him the wrong pill.
Well,
I
just, that's kinda like,
I think there's always that underlying, like, if you're dealing with depression, there's always a possibility that you may commit suicide. And even when they give you antidepressants, I guess some of the side effects is that they may make you feel suicidal.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's just a thought that kind of sparked in my head, and I thought, how much of it is that mental, you know, maybe you are depressed for whatever's going on in your life, but then the solution is, like, just putting you in the right mindset. Maybe just watching some funny videos, you snap out of it. You know what I mean? And I don't know how easy or how simple the solution, or how complicated the solution could be, but it just got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder how much of it.
So thinking about that, because I was just pulling up something that I saw I wanted to reference, but so, because once again, like, we don't have the answers to all this, and it's just our opinions, what I believe. Sometimes I don't think it's as simple as telling somebody, hey, think positive, because it could just be way beyond that. So, but what are your guys' beliefs on that? Is, okay, if someone is depressed or seriously sad onto that border, what do you suggest that person should do to flip this around?
Well, first of all, reach out. I think if you communicate. Yeah, talk to people, because those around you, guaranteed, unless you have some really bad company, guaranteed they don't want you depressed. They don't want you feeling like you're not worth shit. So I almost feel like once you reach out, maybe they can start being
more
mindful.
And not
only
to your friends, also to, like, an actual, like,
professional.
Exactly, professional.
I think Raina said hit it earlier where she said, and that's probably what happens. It's like anything that you probably are going through, a lot of times you feel, either you feel weak or you're embarrassed to even share that, saying that, hey, I'm depressed, I'm having these thoughts that are sad, and you might just be thinking, like, what are people going to think about me? Now I'm a weak person, but hopefully, you know, there, like Randy just said, hopefully there's a couple good people around your life, even if it's one person, or even though it's a professional that you could just talk to and
get you out of it.
Or
I do think it's, and this is just maybe the poor part of me.
Are we going back to the R?
No, I mean, I think about, I almost feel like if I was depressed, I would want to go to whatever makes me happy. If I got the money.
Well, that's logical.
It sounds logical, but a lot of rich people are depressed. And I just, for me, that doesn't make sense. But
yeah,
I'm sure there's other.
Rich people are depressed because they be pushing their people away because of money.
Okay,
I'm
but then
kidding,
again, for me,
I
feel like
rich.
A big part of, like, maybe getting out of depression is trying to do more of what makes you happy, whatever that is. If it's watching shows, if it's walking outside with your dog, listening to whatever type
of
music.
Which is obviously, you're trying to come at it from a logical point of view, which I'm not saying, which I'm not saying it's wrong, because I'm not saying it's wrong, because I agree with that. We're thinking, if something makes you sad, go to the complete opposite of what probably makes you happy.
I can relate to that, because, well, you know, a few years back, if I were to sit here and, I guess, consider an actual term for what I felt, I guess I would say that I was depressed from before Randy proposed. How old was I? 23?
Yeah,
I was dealing with some like medical things, and I was just like in a really dark spot where everything kind of flipped. Like I couldn't sleep. Everything would make me so anxious, and anxious and depression kind of go hand in hand.
Makes sense.
And like you said, like it would be logical to be like, okay, I love shopping, or
so
I like to walk.
So go do that.
Let me open the door and go. But you literally feel like you just don't want to do anything. Like you don't want to be with people because you're like, damn, like I'm a burden, or I don't want to be like negative and then bring, you know, bring people down and stuff like that. Like, that's honestly how I felt.
So Raina, first and foremost, thank you for sharing that. But honestly, no, because you never know somebody is going through that. But in your experience, since obviously now it's out in the open right here, from stuff that I know, people that I've spoken to or anything that I've read, you know, you can have, you know, depression and live your life. You can have it for many years, beat it. Obviously there's, you know, people work still, you know, there's
all types.
It doesn't mean it's something real. It's not something like, oh, yeah, I got depression, it's like a little flu, or I shouldn't care about it. So in your case, how did you go about it?
Well, first, you know, like I said before, like I was prescribed something. I didn't like how I felt with it. So I did a lot of research, and I try to put my energy and my thoughts on other things. So that's actually when I started my makeup blog.
Oh, nice.
I laugh because I know it hasn't gone anywhere.
You got a lot of followers.
I mean, I do have followers, but I'm just saying, like, I laugh because it hasn't gone anywhere, but I'm happy that I did it, because that moment, the date, like, my number one blog post, I can look back to that and be like, damn, like, at this time is when I actually started to try to make a difference in how I felt, and I've continued to do that. I've worked on that. I tried to, like, start, you know, exercising. That wasn't really consistent, but it was more of a healthier way to cope with it at that time.
Because I've read about that, going into the healthy lifestyle, working out, stuff like that. So now that you said that, I kind of wanted to talk a little bit more about that. So you said, okay, you kind of worked on it by doing this blog. What correlates? What made that work like that? You're like, you know what? I like makeup. I'm just going to keep busy, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to stay busy. I remember at that time, I wasn't really, so my schedule was pretty much reversed. So I would, when Randy would go to work, Randy would work at like 7 in the morning, that's when I would go to sleep. So I stayed up the entire night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would go to sleep. And then when he got home from work, that's when I would wake up. So I would sleep those 8 hours that he was gone, because everything was just like flipped. I didn't want
to
do anything.
So when I would try to sleep, she wouldn't let me sleep.
But I would focus on my blog, because like you said, I just wanted to, I guess, stay busy and just think about other things that would make me happy. And, you know, makeup makes me happy. I like the artistic side of makeup. And
nice.
I would review things. I would connect with other people all over the world. And that was exciting to me. And
so in your case, it was more just like you said, you found something that you really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just put all your energy towards that. And it kind of just kept you busy, like in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you put like all your, you know, your effort towards that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then eventually I got Omega.
Okay, and Omega's your dog.
Yeah, he's my emotional support.
So how do you, so you think pets help out in that case?
Yeah, I am a high,
because animals,
I'm a huge
animals
believer
make,
in that.
Animals make me sad.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, nah, just kidding.
Well, I think about, you know, when it comes to depression, one thing that I think is interesting that we don't always talk about, but it's like the impact it has on others, you know what I mean? If you've got somebody in your life, and hopefully never get to that point. So for any of our listeners, again, if you're feeling any kind of way, make sure you reach out and try to get some help. But for example, people talk about when people commit suicide.
Yeah.
Like, that's obviously the last of it. That's like depression took it all the way to like taking your life.
Correct.
That obviously impacts everybody. And I think it's interesting because you look at, everybody expresses themselves differently, and I think a lot of people kind of get into this, well, like, I would have never known. They never said anything. I'm like, I'm sure they said something in some way.
Maybe there's always some sort of
or maybe the fact that they
a red flag or something.
There
could be some sort of flag, but you never know. That's the craziest thing. It could be the happiest person outside to the whole world, and inside you're battling all this type of stuff. So
how did me being, I guess, depressed at that time affect you?
Well, and I think, see, for me, and again, being the happy guy that I am, and maybe being a little insensitive is how I look at it now. Mm-hmm. It was just like, yo, like, come on, man. Like, we got plans. What do you mean you don't want to go kick it with Sebastian and Sean?
You left for New Year's Eve, I think, or whatever that was, and I stayed home because I was like, no, like, I don't
We should cut that out.
No. No, but you know what?
No, because I was the one that was kind of like, no, like, you go. Because that was how I was feeling. I'm like, no, like, I'm not going to hold you back. You can go and hang out.
For me, like, you know, I started dealing with a lot of the, well, because it was, of course, like, the medical issues that the doctors couldn't pinpoint. So I was like, yo, like, I was the one dealing with the appointments at the same time, taking her to the appointments. And I'm kind of dealing with the frustration as well. Like, yo, like, what do you mean, like, you don't know? So I think a lot of it, like, the person that's there dealing with it, again, when Raina will stay up and, like, you know, whatever the case was, I couldn't sleep a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of that impact. But I think for me, it was just more of that, like, I couldn't really, like, fully understand it. Because, again, for me, from a logical perspective, which is, I think, what it kind of comes down to is just kind of, okay, like, this sucks, but, like, are we going to get stuck in that mentality?
Like,
I'm
still going to a movie? No.
No, but, you know, for me, it's more like, yo, like, don't get stuck in that mentality. Let's keep it moving. Like, yo, there's a party. We can go to that. There's gonna be drinks. It's going to be fun. And that, for me, is where...
I feel like that also helped. I mean, I do attribute me coping with it to being, like, you, a huge part of it, and I appreciate that because I feel
the
like
real
you never...
MVP.
You never just let me be. Like, and that was another part in my head because... Around that time, that's when you proposed, and I'm like, remember I asked you, I was like, are you really sure you want to deal with me and deal with this whole situation? He's like, yeah, like, I want to take care of you. And I'm like, for the first time, I was like, you know what? This is real. Like, he actually wanted to take care of all of me, not just the before me.
That's crazy. I didn't know that part right there.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, crazy stuff.
You know, because, you know, I got the ring. I'm
just kidding. So if you've met Randy before he was married, this is a piece of cake, so that's not a problem.
No, for real. No, but I think it's different for everybody. And I don't know. It's just for me, it's very hard. And maybe because there's so many more people in the United States than maybe what I grew up seeing in the Dominican Republic. I just feel like it's like
you're the person. It seems like you're the happiest. It's not even like Disney no more. DR is Disney.
I really hope DR like sponsors the show soon.
I know, right?
Sometime.
Like, no, I'm talking about like
commercials like travel to Dominican Republic.
I couldn't tell you how many people were like, oh, you're depressed. You deal with depression.
I went to DR and I was depressed because I couldn't take a nice shower.
Well, but then that's different. That's like Sebastian's talking about the physical, the monetary depression.
That's financial depression.
That's the type Sebastian's going through.
So, Raina, like I'm saying, thanks for sharing that. But I got from you right now is basically you're saying, like, you know, you kept busy, try to do something, and then you did attribute, you know, having, you know, that good person, good people around you can have a positive effect.
Sebastian?
Oh, dang. Yeah. Now, give me an example.
Even you gave,
because you gave him an example. Give me an example.
something Sebastian did.
That's cool. All right. So I think we've covered a lot of things, honestly.
Yeah.
And you got some more thoughts. I don't know if we're going to final thought.
I also want to add, there's always going to be people that don't want to understand it. Get those people out of your life and focus on the people that try to understand it. Because I've had situations before where it's been just straight up sold to my face, like, oh, that's nothing. I'll just get over it. I'm like, okay.
They're sensitive to the fact
Like, I feel like if it doesn't happen to you or someone that you truly care about, then you obviously don't know what you're talking about. You know?
You don't think it's real, maybe. Or...
Yeah. So for the people that are going through that, where maybe you have someone in your life that kind of, what's the word?
Like, downplays it?
Yes, downplays it.
You want to seek the people that, obviously, at the end of the day, like,
just know there's people out there that can
really... Okay. See, that's actually... Oh, before you go, my bad. That's actually something that I thought was big. Like, for, you know, people going through this stuff, like they say, the biggest thing is reaching out. Like you're saying, get that help. But not only that, just to let you know that you're not the only person going through that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that go through that type of stuff. People can talk it out, you know, and just kind of be there for each other. So I think that's very important.
Yeah, and I think that's what it really comes down to is people being there for people. And again, finding those people that want to be there for you. There's always going to be somebody that cares about you. And as low as someone may be feeling, you know, that no one cares, or as long as someone may be feeling like, yo, like, I'm not worth much time, nobody wants to hang out with me, I'm boring, I'm whatever. Like, believe me, there's another half out there that does care about you. And maybe they're not as vocal as saying that, but you just got to reach out and try to connect with those people. Get the negative out. Try to get as much positive in as you can. And I think that's just kind of how it starts. So, but anyways, so to continue with the next segment we're going to talk about, or we're going to do the 3-2-1, which for those of you guys that are new to the podcast, this is where each of us talk about something that was impactful for us this week, whether it's something that made us happy, something that got us thinking, or got us, you know, whatever type of emotion I got out of it. So anyways, so we're going to do the 3-2-1. I'll get it started.
Three, two, one.
Yeah. Is that new? Is that how we're doing it now?
Yeah, that's how we're introducing it.
Anyways, for me, one thing that's impactful this week is...
Don't take my idea.
No, I don't even know what your idea is. One thing that was impactful is, people, take care of your dogs.
That was my idea, man.
No.
Okay, this is a combined 3-2-1 over
anyways,
here.
So, in a way, the cutest thing happened. You know, I was...
it wasn't that cute. I'm in there.
It wasn't super cute, but in a way, it was cute. So, I get home super late. It was almost midnight, and I had to go to bed because I...
Good thing Sebastian wasn't here.
The next morning, I worked like at 6 in the morning. So, this dog, like, I park, and I'm walking to my door, and this dog just kind of, like, starts walking over to me, and he just kind of chills there. I'm like, yo, what's up, buddy? I'm like, of course, I know he's lost because it's, like, midnight. So, I try to look through his stack, could barely make out, like, a name or a phone number because it was so worn out. So, number one, make sure your dogs have, like,
up-to-date tags.
Yeah, tags that people can actually read. But anyways... Two, I reached out, tried to get in contact with the owner, and I wasn't getting anybody. So that night I didn't sleep. I had to go to work like super early in the morning. But one thing that was impactful was the next morning, you know, I guess I don't really see it much because I don't really work mornings, but the sunrise was actually pretty nice. I was like, something good came out of this whole inconvenience, you know. I felt like it was nice and, like, you know, kind of almost like inspirational to see, like, oh, like, damn, this is beautiful. Like, you know, so, I'm here at work half asleep, but I'm like, something good is
you're,
like
you're awake.
Question, because you were talking a little bit about that the other day. What was it like when finally the owners got the dog?
They were pretty grateful. It was also like a half and half because, like, the dude actually told me that this dog, like, escapes all the time.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come back so I can keep it.
So, no, but, you know, it was just kind of, like, interesting to me. I'm like, okay, well, maybe you need to reinforce some stuff to make sure he doesn't keep escaping. But it was a pretty nice dog, and
maybe that's why they haven't updated the tags. They don't care.
I don't know, but I'm sure people care about their dogs. But just, that was pretty impactful. Make sure you take care of your dogs, and, you know, because it, like, really will suck that something could happen to your dog, and I would hope somebody did that for my dog.
If
you know,
escape, I would hope that somebody wouldn't try to keep it. I guess it's wrong that I wanted to keep the dog. Gosh, it's just so cute.
Yeah, it was a husky. So, anyways,
look at dog.
Yeah. So,
Sebastian, what's your?
That was a combined, I guess.
A combined. So I'd say, you know, I've been thinking about it for actually a couple weeks. I don't know why lately it's been coming to me, but it's just a shout out to all the good relationships that I've made with people, specifically my friends. So, like, you guys here on the show, anybody that that I consider like a friend to me is not only friend, it's family. So I didn't grow up with like crazy amount of cousins, and I don't have this huge family besides, like, you know, my parents, brother and sisters. So really, any friends that I've made good connection with, I consider a family. But I was just thinking about it the other day, how, you know, we're around the corner being 30, you know?
That is crazy.
And to think that, you know, it's over a decade, you know, that I know.
I thought you said it's over.
No, and to think that it's already over. No, to think that, you know, it's going to be like, you know, 10 plus years, you know, like, you start thinking of all the memories and all the things and people's growth. And
you gotta tell the people that I met you and I met Randy the same exact day.
Yeah, we met the same day. We could have gotten either or, but after today's show, I'm really happy.
Dang.
That shit didn't go my way.
thanks, guys.
did you say thanks, ass?
I said thanks, guys. Jeez.
But no, it just merely makes you think, because you guys to me are my family. Sean right now is actually behind the camera. If you guys need anything, that's management.
Yeah.
But, and I'm just thinking about all the, you know, all those close friends that we have and just the relationships that we built. And I basically say that to say to people that, you know, since we're talking about people caring about you,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have reminders daily, you know, of you guys caring for me and, the relationships that we built. There is actually people out there. There's good people in this world that you could connect with and, you know, you could be, you know, lasting relationships with. So, that's just something that I was thinking about a couple weeks, but it just drew on me right now during the show. So,
oh, that's cool. Your family too. So,
Yeah. You're all right. I'm scared.
All right, so for the next segment, this is where we do the people's note. And for those that are new, Reyna is going to explain what that is.
Yes, let me actually find it.
Someone wasn't ready.
Oh, okay, so if you're new to the podcast, this is the people's note. So it's my, or it's our version of the quote of the day.
Correct.
And today it is communicate. Even when it's uncomfortable or uneasy, one of the best ways to heal is simply getting everything out.
Yep. Get it out, people. No, nice. But to leave the podcast on a positive note, and again, as always, what we try to do is what we promise to try to do as much as possible. Be positive and be inspirational, I guess, to some that may need it. We just wanted to say, you know, of course, this is a touchy subject. Depression, suicide, whatever it may lead to, for some people, it's very impactful. Maybe they've dealt with it in the past,
and for other people it could be black or white.
Yeah,
for
some people, it might be something that poor. It might, to some people, it might just be like you said, it might just be like, hey, whatever, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But for the people going through it, and anybody, obviously, just be sensitive to the fact that we all go through different things. Yesterday we were talking about figuratively speaking, how you know, if you drop, what was it, a bowling ball and a feather from a building at one certain time, if there was, what was it we were talking about,
if there was no resistance,
if there was no resisting, those two items will drop at the same time. And I say that to say that people's problems are the biggest things in the world. So whether your problem is you broke up with your girlfriend, you lost your house, you can't take that one trip, it's all, you know, to me it might not be the biggest thing, but at the end of the day, it could weigh the same to somebody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to respect everybody's issues and whatever they're going through.
And be kind, because you never know.
And be kind. And the person is going to be. You're out there and you have that thing, I'm not joking, I got a lot of love for you. I got love for anybody, so... Yeah. If you got going through that
thing. No, at the end of the day, you know, like the people's note says, you know, communicate. But beyond that, you know, be sensitive to others, be kind, and seek happiness, I think is what it really comes down to. If you're going through a hard time, know that it is temporary. It is something that hopefully, you know, will pass through, and that, you know, I'm hoping you have the right support around you, and you can talk to people and you can get something out of the people around you to make sure that you are, you know, taken care of. So
nice.
We just want to leave it on that. But
cool.
Yeah.
Let everybody know where they can find us. Subscribe. Come on, man.
For sure. So follow us on Instagram at Great People Podcast. On Twitter, Great PPL Podcast or Great People Podcast. We're also on Facebook. We have a page for Great People Podcast. On YouTube is Great People Podcast. Everything's Great People Podcast. But just make sure you follow us.
Did you throw the email in there?
If you want to email us, it's greatpeoplepodcast@gmail.com.
Now that we're closing, I just wanted to, I guess, throw it out there. I kind of like the idea of maybe people, like, asking us for advice. I don't know how you guys feel. Maybe, like, throwing in some, like, questions into our email
That'd
or something.
That'd be cool. Yeah, everybody wants to ask me something.
Go into the gray area with those
advice. I'd always like to do that, you know.
Yeah, and of course, if anybody, like, you know, we have plenty of people that give feedback and talk to us on a daily about the podcast. But yeah, if anybody wants to send any questions, anything they want us to talk about, if they want to get somebody in particular, maybe they take on it, maybe they want to hear what Sebastian thinks about something or what I feel about something.
Just direct the question,
because nobody cares.
No, what Reyna thinks of the question, just put it down in the comment, let us know. But for sure, you know.
Any shout outs you guys want
to
give? My bad.
The same people, you know.
Happy anniversary to Carolina and John.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, what's that, a couple years? 2 years?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, hey, wishing
2 years
you guys
ago we were
more.
In California.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Good times. No, but yeah, for real.
Happy anniversary, yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's been supportive from the beginning. Shout out to anybody that gives us ideas, that comments on what are things that we can do better, things that we need to improve on.
So we want to give a huge shout out to a friend of the show, Brittany. She actually made what we would call the Great People string art.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, we thank you for that.
It's so cool. It's pretty much our logo, but on a piece of wood with some art. It's just crafty, just like she is.
Yeah. I like it. Thank you, Brittany.
So, thank you very much. We are going to have people come through. We're going to have guests, as always. We're looking to set up some things with some people.
Go through our management.
Yeah, so honestly, like, I know it kind of sounds like we're kidding, but we're going to have Sean, who helps us with the setup of the whole podcast. He will be the one reaching out to people that want to be part of the podcast, trying to set up schedules and all of that, you know, all of the nitty-gritty of it. But again, look out for new content every week. You know, if you like this, make sure you leave us a comment or, you know, click that like button, subscribe. We're shooting for 100 subscribers on YouTube, so
tell your friends, tell your family,
tell your wife.
There's gonna be a giveaway when we hit 100.
So yeah, we're gonna have some rules around the giveaway when we have when we're getting close, we're going to put in that episode so you guys know what it looks like. But for now,
and it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, just try to get it out there. If you're already subscribed, thank you very much. But yeah, that's what we're here for, to try to make it fun and you know, whatever the case is every week. So
support those that support you.
Yeah.
So, cut.